of her career, and she beat en route to victory her crew chief and teammate Andrew Hines. She beat Chris Bostic, she beat Eddie Krawick and Karen Stouffer in the final round with a tremendous 0-10 reaction time. Angele, you threw yourself right back into the championship hunt. A very emotional win. Walk us through.
Yeah, it was a I'm trying to think of the right word. It was it was tough. I just had the word out there. I was trying to think to get down this right. Tricky. Very tricky racetrack to get down on a pro-stock motorcycle. Lots of bumps that unsettled the motorcycle, and the biggest task for me was to get it straight down the track, because when it starts to go to the right or go to the left and you have to hang off and then you start hitting those bumps, then it starts wiggling and it's very scary. It's a scary feeling. When I raced Chris, I saw his red light and the bike started wiggling and going towards the wall, so I intentionally shut it off because I just wanted to save the run, and I knew it was going to the next round. And then when I raced Eddie, the same thing happened. It started getting really wiggly down there, and I rolled off the throttle a little bit and got back on it and managed to get the win. With Karen, I knew that wasn't going to be an option. I had to stay on the throttle, which I did, but my team just let me know that I threw away some ET. So they told me I could have done better and that I only had a good light because I was on the shaded side of the tree. So they gave me all the reasons why I could have lost. So, but we did it. We won, and it was a fantastic day. It was a rough day for me, but we made it happen.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Name and affiliation, sir.
Yeah, Jeff Bergeville, John City Press. Angele, when you do have to, you know, pedal, or not, yes, you're not pedaling on a motorcycle, but still having to work like that, does it make it a lot more satisfying to win a race like this?
Yes. That's why I was so excited down there and screaming like I won my first race ever, because going into first round, I was so nervous about the track and so nervous to get the bike down. I asked Andrew if he wanted a buy run. I was like, you think you want a buy run? I could just stay in the trailer. I don't really need to go down there. He's like, you better get your butt down there and race. And so I did. And then it seems like when I'm nervous and I'm feeling like I'd be okay with losing because then I don't have to race anymore today, that's when I usually do well. So there's something about when there's a lot going on in my head, a lot in my personal life, when we had Ida, and you know, when there's so much going on around me, is when I do the best on the racetrack. I don't know where that 0-10 light came from, because I wasn't doing too well with my reaction times, but I pulled it out. I knew I needed it, so I really pushed it hard, and I'm really anxious to get back and see what was left, because they do think there was a little left in the motorcycle, and I'm so proud of Vance and Hines, because Karen showed what they could do today, too, with the Suzuki 4-valves. I mean, that was a heck of a race in the final. I was really proud of that.
Next question for Angele. Tim Haley.
Angele, you started off the season running so quick with this bike in Gainesville, and then there's been some ups and downs. Can you address any of that?
Yeah, that's all me, just trying to get used to the motorcycle. It seems like if there's a crosswind, it loves to move into that wind and wiggle around, and it's probably worse in my mind than it is on the racetrack, and there was several times that I rolled off the throttle, I gave up and I shouldn't have. There's something in my head when I'm going towards the wall or towards the center of the track. I feel like I'm way closer than I actually am, and I give up. I don't know if that's the mom in me that comes out. I don't take the risks that I used to anymore. And it just took a while for me to trust the motorcycle. And it wasn't the motorcycle or the team. It was all me. And I'm just finally coming around and learning it and getting more brave and trusting in my team and the bike, and things are coming around. So I think they said I'm 23 points out of the lead now.
25.
And that was the mission, was to come here and try to catch back up what we lost at the last race. So I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the year, but it sure would be great to get the number one back on the motorcycle. Because when I first started racing, it was always like trying to get the first win. A lot of people trying to get their first win. And now I'm just worried about when is it going to be my last. And this may be my last. I don't know. So that's why these things mean so much to me. And if I could get the number one, it might be my last. So I'm trying really hard. My team deserves it. I'm trying to give them what they deserve.
Next question, Josh from NHRA National Dragster.
Angele, you've been so fired up after these last couple wins. You know, Charlotte was emotional. Today was emotional. In the thick of this championship hunt, how much are you just enjoying all of this right now, you know, being back in the mix of this?
I've been out here for so long that I've really learned to appreciate everything that I get now. In the beginning, it seemed almost too easy, and I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what the struggles meant. Things came by easy. Sponsorship came by easy. And today it's so hard. Everything, the competition is so hard. So when I win a race, the emotions are 100% genuine, because it's just a task to get it done. It's a task to win first round, and to do that four times in a day is really tough. And it means so much to me, like I was just saying, because I never know when it's going to be my last. And I love the sport so much, and I really dread the last day I'm going to be out here. I don't want that to happen anytime soon. I'm hoping Vance and Hines keeps me around, but we just never know with, you know, financial sponsorship and what's going to happen. But I'm not ready to go anywhere. As you guys can see, I haven't lost any passion. I love this just as much as day one.
Next question. Go ahead, sir.
Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media. I was out in the pits a couple times today and seen you, and you just seem to be a basket of nerves. You get up to the starting line and something clicks.
Yeah,
What is it that changes once you're on the bike?
Well, one thing, I was really struggling with a migraine headache today. I woke up this morning hurting really bad, and it was making me pretty nauseous throughout the day. I took medicine a couple of times. Some Tylenol, which doesn't, I have prescription migraine medicine, but I can't take it when I'm racing. So I struggled today. So when you saw me, I was probably not feeling really well. And I was nervous. I was very nervous to get down the racetrack today. But I just, like you said, when the helmet goes on, it's like you're in a cloud of dust and smoke and fire and everything's going on around you. But when the helmet goes on, it's 100% focus and tunnel vision. It's something that I'm really good at, and I hope that I don't lose it. And I hope that even with my age, I'm getting so old. I'm hoping that I can just hang on to it a little while longer.
You gotta stop saying that.
I'm getting old.
So on that note,
I didn't cry today.
There you go. That's right. But you got angry. It was almost like down there in Starlight. You were coming out. It was the rage coming out.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, for letting me go before you.
No problem. No. So quick question though. Your original racing mentor, George Bryce, was out here this weekend. His first trip to the track since, I believe, 2016. And he actually was on the microphone for a little bit. Did you guys get a chance to speak at all? And what kind of emotions come out when you see your career from the very beginning in front of your eyes and then are able to deliver a win and put yourself back in championship contention?
Yeah, he came over and said hi to me. He stood at the ropes and he yelled out, "Hey, champ," because that's what he calls me. And we caught up a little bit. We haven't seen each other in several years. He asked about the family. I asked him about his. So we do have a history. We started this whole thing off together. When people ask me how have I done it, you know, all the races we've won, it's 100% because of the people I've surrounded myself by. And George Bryce and Ken Johnson and everybody back at Star Racing had a lot to do that with that in the beginning of my career. And then I moved on to DSR. And Steve Tartaglia and Antron Brown and the rest of the guys that were on my team were just fantastic. We won a lot of races together. And now I'm with Vance and Hines, and I do believe that this is the top of the sport with Vance and Hines. They are amazing. I feel like I'm racing for NASA. The guys are really hard on me, so, you know, they're bringing out the best of me. Hey, I kicked both of their butts, like, the last couple of races.
This is becoming a regular thing.
So they might not be so nice to me anymore, but they are wonderful coaches and teachers and tuners and teammates, and I love the whole team, and I'm so happy to be here with them.
She is NHRA's winningest lady racer, Angel. Go catch your plane.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to make it.
You'll make it.